Access number 3646, Mr. Alan Campbell, Real 9. Now, just a couple of things to tie up. What about the reserve service? What did that consist of?
That was a fortnight per year doing, reliving your knowledge, bringing yourself up to speed on
where. So where would you go and who with?
I was at Chester.
Would you always go there?
I went there twice. I was quite familiar with it because I passed through there a few times when I was at Warrington.
And which unit was it? It was the Royal Signal, Royal Corps of Signals.
It was a Line of Communications Regiment, 560, something like that. I forget now, but while you was there.
And how many years did you have to do that for?
I was lucky. I only did it for two.
And did you enjoy it all?
Well, that was like a holiday.
Now, did you ever think of rejoining the army? Because you mentioned that you, not at first, but did you ever think?
At times afterwards, because people were saying to me, why haven't you got a rank? Why won't you accept your tapes? And I said, I didn't want responsibility. Thereby hangs a towel where my brother was a sergeant in the reserves in the Royal Army Service Corps. And he used to say to me, you'll go back because the Suez crisis was looming. Are we all right?
Yeah, carry on.
And I said, I won't go back. Yeah, he said, all you veterans have all got to go back and all the rest of it, as it was. We weren't called back that time, but he was actually called for it himself. So I told him, don't laugh until it's all over. Now you know what it's like to be on active service, but he only went to Germany.
Now, did you, but what I meant was, did you ever think of rejoining the army?
I did a couple of times. I even thought of emigrating, but the thing was, I was the only one left at home, so it was like my responsibility to look after my mother and the house. So that's what I had to finally make up my mind that I was going to do, and that was it.
But what made you think of rejoining the army? Because you hadn't enjoyed it much, so what made put it in your
mind?
Well,
I'd had that experience behind me, but it was going back to these reserve camps. I suppose seeing what regular soldiering was in England, if you had a rank,
it could be very cushy. What about your membership of the Korean War Veterans Association? What does that mean to you?
It means quite a bit. I used to go every month, but over the past, since my condition, I have to be very careful, mustn't get excited.
Now, tell me, I understand that, but tell me about the Korean War. What did it do for you? Why did you like it? Why did you join it? You hadn't enjoyed the Korean War. I mean, what?
No, it was meeting other people. I did actually meet a fella from the Black Watch. There was other fellas there. We didn't sit and swap towels. We took the mick out of each other. We did parades. We went to special functions. And a lot of them went back to return visits.
Now, why didn't you? Did you?
No, I wouldn't go back.
Why not? Just explain.
I just didn't want to go back.
Not what you were. You'd no wish to see it.
I didn't wish to see it. No. I didn't want to go back and see Grace, though. This is why I won't go on these tours when they offer these battlefield tours. I do, as you can see, different things. The models up there, I don't know whether you can see them properly. I'm interested in military history.
But just not, you don't want to go back?
I don't want to go back and see that. You know, They're beautifully kept. Even my brother-in-law, he was killed at El Alamein. But to go and look at rows and rows of crosses for young men.
Now, do you think it was worth it in any way for you, or do you think the bad effects were, you know, how do you feel about the whole experience now, just to sum it up?
Well, until I started getting like this, it was a great learning curve, like a big adventure. I could sort of take care of myself. I was all right in that respect. But now and again, you had to put yourself to the test. And you had to leave others to judge you how you've done that. What else can I say?
Thank you very much.